What are we digging, Joe? A sub-basement?
You know what we're digging, Sue.
Sure, but how far down are we going, to China?
Don't be silly. Just about deep enough. A few more spadefuls, and I guess it'll fit.
Well, I hope it's just a few more. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, don't be crazy. I've done most of the work.
And I know why, too. Look, Joe, isn't this deep enough?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's deep enough. But is it wide enough and long enough?
It's wide enough.
Well, I think it's okay. Let's lift it in. You get that end.
All right.
Now lift.
Hey, it's heavy, isn't it?
Don't be lazy. Come on, come on, lift.
I'm doing my best.
Okay. Now lower it. I think it'll fit.
I think it will, too. Oh.
Oh, he's right. Yeah, it fits, Sue. Just fits.
Now what do? Cover it up and forget about it?
Now, don't be silly. Just covering it up with dirt won't hide it for long. I'm going to pave the entire basement floor tomorrow. Then she'll not only be a couple of feet underground, but under half a foot of concrete, too.
They're going to do a good job of hiding Sally's body, I'd say.
You bet we are. Maybe my wife did show up at the wrong time. But what's left of her will never show up.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Hello, Joe. Well, what's the matter? Aren't you glad to see me?
Well, Billy, don't be ridiculous. Of course I am. Come on in there.
I am in, Joe. Where's Sally?
Your sister?
Yeah.
Well, she isn't here, Billy. She's been out of town, you know that.
But you and I quit stalling. She came back last night. I know that. And I also know what happened.
Now, look, Billy, I get it.
I'm not sore because you killed her. She meant nothing to me. But money does. And you're going to get me a chunk of it or I start talking.
Now, Billy, you got to listen to
me. Do I? What do you bet? Seems to me that you better listen to me. You killed Sally. But I got it fixed, so the cops are going to pick up your friend, Sue Adams, for it. And for keeping my mouth shut about you, I want a lot of dough. But you know, I'm nice. I'm going to tell you how you can get it for me.
All right, Mary. Have a nice trip, and I'll be a good boy while you're going. Uh-huh. Uh-oh. There's the doorbell. Well, I'll try to be a good boy. Goodbye.
Bye.
Coming. Yes?
Is this Boston Blackie's apartment?
If it isn't, I'm in the wrong place.
Oh, you're Blackie?
Uh-huh. And apparently you're in trouble. Come in.
Thanks. I'm Sue Adams, and I am in trouble. But how did you know?
Oh, I'm a genius at telling what people are thinking. And also, you're twisting that handkerchief so hard, it's going to be shredded in a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, don't apologize to me. Say you're sorry to the handkerchief. But what kind of trouble are you in?
Blackie, I'm afraid I'm going to be killed.
Well, apparently you're letting it scare you to death. Don't do it. That'll save someone a lot of trouble.
Please, Blackie, I'm serious.
I'm sorry. But so many people imagine that
this isn't imagination. You see, I helped him do it.
Helped him do what?
Bury his wife.
Huh? What him buried his wife?
Joe Lang. He buried his wife, Sally, in the basement of his home last night. This morning, he paved the floor of the basement with concrete.
And you helped him?
I helped him to bury her.
Who helped him kill her?
Joe said he found her in the basement, already dead. But I know he's lying.
What makes you think so?
Because he said he'd go to the chair if his wife's body was found. He said he'd see that I had to be buried, too, if I ever told what I knew.
So you've come right to me to tell me all about it, huh? That's asking for it, isn't it?
No. I think Joe intends to kill me anyway. He invited me to his place in the mountains, and he's never done that before. I know he wants to take me out there to kill me.
Well, you're in a spot, young lady. And in this case, the best spot for you is police headquarters. I'll phone it. Come in.
Hello, Blackie.
Well, think of the inspector and Uppy Pops. Hello, Faraday.
Hi.
Well, what do you want me for this time? Murder, arson, or help?
I don't want you for anything, Blackie. But is this girl Sue Adams?
Yes, I'm Sue Adams.
I got a phone call saying I might find you up here.
A phone call from whom?
A fellow named Wilson.
Forget it, pal. Faraday, this girl wants you for protection.
Oh, she does she, Blackie? Well, maybe I want her for murder.
What do you mean, maybe?
I mean, I got a phone call from Billy Wilson, the dead woman's brother. He said this girl killed his sister, Sally Lang.
Oh, no.
One of my men followed her here, and here I am.
Just because you got a phone call, you think you've got a murderer. Faraday, what are you using for a head?
All right, so the phone call doesn't mean she killed Mrs. Lang. But it means she knows something about it.
Sure she does, and she's told me everything she knows. She helped Joe Lang bury the body.
Uh-huh.
And it's Joe Lang who murdered his wife.
Uh-huh.
But before you have a murder case, you've got to find a body, you know. And that's why you need me, because I know where it is.
Put lots of paper in that corner of the room, Billy.
Right.
We want a picture so this joint of mine goes up like a hot torch.
I know that, Joe. I'll make sure nobody will ever know we set your place on fire.
Now, these papers will burn with the rest of the joint. So will all the Excelsior.
Right. So much Excelsior around will look suspicious, Joe.
It'll burn. If it doesn't, so what? Your sister got 3 barrels of new dishes delivered last week.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
You bought Sally new dishes? She never told me.
She won't tell anyone anything now. I think we have enough papers around.
I should think so. The basement's jammed with papers. We spread them around every room. Joe.
Yeah?
Joe, I just heard a door slam.
So did I. There's a front door, too. We gotta work fast. It's Boston Blackie. I've seen that guy's picture in the paper so often I'd know him anywhere.
Boston Blackie? Oh, somebody must have found out that we...
Never mind about him. We want the insurance from this joint of mine. We'll have to set fire to it, but quick.
What about Blackie?
He's prowling around. I saw him head toward the back of the house. Come on, light this stuff.
Okay, but what about Blackie?
With the gab. When he gets in one of the back rooms, I'll lock him in. We'll scram and he'll go up in smoke.
Joe, that's murder.
It's gonna be suicide if we don't get out of here ourselves. Look at those flames go. Come on.
Where's Blackie?
It's where I thought he'd be. In that room over there. If I'm fast, we can lock him in and...
Got it. Hey, you guys.
Joe, fire start to spread out.
Yeah. In a minute, it's going to cook Blackie's goose. Unless you and I get out.
Okay, men, let's pack up and shovel.
There's not much left of the house, Inspector Faraday.
I don't care about the house, Chief. But Boston Blackie was in there.
There's no one left in there now, Inspector. No one alive. That house went up like a... Well, it went up awful quick. What was Blackie doing in there?
We came down to see a guy named Joe Lang about a body Blackie said he could find. We were both going in, but Blackie said he wanted Lang alone a few minutes.
Well, if no one came out of the house after the fire started, no one's coming out now. You sure Blackie stayed in there?
Blackie didn't have time to get out. He hadn't been inside more than a minute when I saw a flame shoot out of all the windows. So I beat it down to the corner and turned in the alarm.
Blackie might have come out while you were turning in the alarm.
If he did, you would have been here when I got back. No, I guess he got caught in there.
Well, it's tough, Inspector.
Yep.
Well, we'll be able to check through the rooms pretty soon now, Inspector.
Okay. I want to make sure about Blackie.
Sure of what, Faraday? That I'm dead or alive?
Blackie, you're alive?
A little smoky, Inspector, but alive.
Why, you... I ought to...
So I worried you, Faraday, but... I just had to wait until I heard you say something nice about me. You never do. If you think I'm alive, you might hear about it.
Yeah, you'll hear about this, Blackie. Why don't you get out of that house? Through a window?
No, the flames were at the windows before I could get to one. And the only door in the room was locked.
How'd you get out?
Faraday, have you forgotten? Has a locked door ever stopped me?
No, but I sure wish this one had.
Faraday, you say the nicest thing.
I know, Blackie. Did you find Sally Lang's body? And if you did, who killed her?
I didn't have a chance to find it, and I don't know who killed her.
A big help you are.
Oh, don't worry, Faraday. I'll find out. It could be, you know, that Sally's killer just burned his house behind him.
Ten of diamonds.
Jack Arch.
Nuts.
Well, Billy, it don't look like you'd ever win a dime off me, cutting kind.
I'll bet you 5 I win this time, Joe.
You got it.
Go on, you shove.
Okay. I wonder if they found Blackie's body yet.
The joint's still probably as hot as a griddle. Go on, you cut first.
Yeah. King of clubs. You bet five you'll win this time, huh?
I'll win. Here's my cut. Ace of hearts.
Why, you...
Five, mind you.
Don't be dizz. I don't pay off on a crooked cut.
You shuffled. There was nothing crooked about it.
Ah, that phony cut you made stack the cards.
Now, wait a minute. Just because you're Sally's husband, don't think you can call me a cheat.
Okay, pal, you started something. Well, Billy.
Okay, that's enough. Yeah. Maybe you'll get away with this, but you're not going to get away with killing my sister. She's lying under the concrete of that burning house of yours now, and I know who put her there and why.
You think you know.
You're sure I know. That's why you agreed to Weezer to burn your house down. You want to marry Sue Adams. That's why you killed Sally. I can always tell what I know. Don't forget about that.
I think maybe I better finish what I started a minute ago and bust that.
You'd better just stand right there like a good boy. I got a gun ready to go boom.
Pretty smart, aren't you?
Smart enough to know now I won't live long with you loose. All right, come on, Joe. I'm taking you on a one-way trip to headquarters.
I wonder how heavy these boards were before they were half burned.
Yeah.
Better get out of the way, Sue. I'm going to toss some of these old planks your way.
Oh, I'm out of your way. Blackie, what happens to me because I helped Joe bury his wife here?
If you can prove that you were forced to help him, Sue, not much. I kept you out of Faraday's hands so far, haven't I?
Yes.
There. I guess I've cleared a big enough floor space. Are you sure this is where she's buried?
Oh, I'm positive, Blackie. It was right by that concrete pillar there. That's the exact spot.
Well, we'll know in a minute. Hand me that pick.
Okay.
The heat of the fire broke the concrete a little, and I'll have to finish the job.
There you are.
Thanks. Yeah. This is the place, all right, Sue. The ground below the floor is soft.
Lucky, I don't have to look at her, do I?
Not now, if you don't want to. There. I got enough of the concrete out of the way. Now I'll just spade the dirt out of here. Yeah, this is the place, all right. The dirt is plenty loose.
Blackie.
Yeah?
You believe I was forced to help bury her here, don't you?
We'll talk about that later, Miss Adams. Right now, I've got...
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. I've just hit the bottom of this pit, and there's nobody here. What's going on, Miss Adams?
Now, back to Boston Blackie. Joe Lang and his girlfriend, Sue Adams, bury the dead body of Joe's wife in the basement of the Lang home. Fearful of her own life, Sue tells Blackie all about it. Blackie goes to the Lang home to find the dead woman's body, but is temporarily sidetracked when Joe and his brother-in-law, Billy Wilson, burn down the house. Later, however, he goes to the spot where the dead woman is buried, but the body is missing. As we return to our story, Blackie is in the telephone booth calling Inspector Faraday's office.
Homicide, Faraday speaking.
Oh, hello, Faraday, this is Blackie. I've been to the ruins of the Lang house.
I know. You found Mrs. Lang's body. Well, I've done better than that. I have her killer right here in my office.
Can't prove you have anything, Faraday, because I didn't find a body.
What?
I found where it had been buried once, but it wasn't there this time.
Oh, fine. A big help you are.
Well, look, I'll be a little help then. Who's in your office, Joe Lang?
Yeah, and Wilson, the dead woman's brother. He brought Lang in.
I thought Wilson told you Sue Adams killed Sally Lang.
Now he says it was Joe Lang, and he only thought Miss Adams might have done it when he called me first. Mm-hmm. Ah, but without a body.
Wait a minute, Faraday. Don't say anything, or you might spoil a plan I have.
Huh?
If Joe Lang killed his wife, I know how I can prove it.
We can't prove anything without a
I
body.
I said, wait a minute, will you? You'll have to let Lang go, of course. But before you do, tell him that the body is missing, all right. But we know where it is, and we'll recover it before midnight tonight.
Oh, I get it.
Sure, if Lang killed his wife, he's essentially trying to hide his wife's body again, because without a body, there's no case against him. And I think the body will prove who committed the crime.
Let Lang go, then follow Lang and Wilson, too.
You think Wilson did it?
Well, he's the one accusing everybody else. Look, you follow Lang, and somebody else follow Wilson.
Where are you going to be all this time?
I'm going to practice taking bows.
You don't need them. You need brains. Suppose this doesn't work.
It'll work. Lang will be followed. Wilson will be followed. And if either one of them goes for the body, I'll follow through.
Don't let Lang's car get too far ahead of us, Sergeant.
I won't, Inspector Faraday. But it's tough driving with no lights.
Yeah.
Wonder if Wilson is leading Blackie out into the country, too.
I don't know. I doubt it, though. I don't think Wilson did it. What's his motive? He didn't gain anything by her death. But Lang did.
What?
He got rid of her.
Oh, so he could marry that Sue Adams, huh?
Oh, maybe just because he was sick of her. She weighed almost 200 pounds, I understand. Was as ugly as... Hey, Lang's car just pulled off the road by these woods up there.
Yeah, I noticed.
Hey, he's getting out, ducking into the woods. Pull up right behind him quick. And we'll help him find a body.
Okay. Looks like Blackie was right, huh?
He usually is, but don't tell him I said so. Hey, Lang! Lang! Looking for something, Lang?
Don't run for it, Butter. I'll have to stop you with a slug.
Okay, okay. You think I'm still...
I think you're pretty dumb if you didn't know we could follow you out here.
Okay, so you followed me out here. What for? You like the country, yeah?
You know why we followed you out here. So you'll do exactly what you've done. Lead us to your wife's body.
You think it's out here, do you?
I know it is. And if you don't lead us to where it's hidden, we'll find it ourselves.
Okay. Okay, so I hid her body in the woods here.
There it is, Inspector. The body.
Good. Why don't you try to hide it, Lang?
Why? Because
I... Never mind. I'll tell you why. Because you know we can't prove a murder without a body. You knew Blackie knew the body was in the basement of your house, so you dug it up and brought it here. Now you wanted to get rid of it again. Well, we've got the body. You know what that means? It means we've also got you. Come in.
Hello, Faraday.
Oh, Blackie, get out of my
Look,
office.
Look, you promised to phone me. Now be quiet. I brought your lady visitor. Come in, Miss Adams.
Thank you.
My office, and she thanked him. Why should I phone you, Blackie?
To let me know how my plan worked.
You know how it works. So go ahead and bow yourself all over the place.
You found Mrs. Lang's body?
Yeah, Joe Lang led us right to it. He admits he killed her and everything.
He's in jail now, Inspector?
Yeah, Miss Adams, you're safe now. But you always were. Lang said he had no intention of killing you. One murder was enough.
Why did Lang kill her, Faraday?
He claims he didn't mean to. They had a fight in the basement. He pushed her and she fell. Her head hit a concrete post. That was that.
That must have happened long before I came in. He was just starting to bury her when I got there.
Miss Adams, she'd been dead for some time before he buried her. He admits he left the house right after he killed her and didn't come back for a couple of hours.
Oh, that's when he realized she was dead. Yeah. She hadn't moved, so...
Very smart, Blackie. She hadn't moved for 2 hours. She was dead, so he knew he'd killed her.
Well, if it was an accident, Inspector Faraday,
you can't... He just says it was an accident, Miss Adams. But I don't think it was. The coroner reports she got a pretty heavy rap on the head.
You know, I've just had a pleasant thought.
What?
Lang led you to that body rather easily. What if it isn't his wife's body?
But it is his wife. Huh? What did you say?
Nothing, Inspector. But has anyone besides Lang identified the body?
No, but Wilson's at the morgue identifying it now. Then he's coming here.
Well, if when he gets here he says that isn't his sister's body, you'll get nowhere trying to send Lang to jail.
Yeah, so you say. Come in.
You sent for me, Inspector Faraday?
Yeah, Wilson. Have you seen the body?
Yes, I have.
Get ready for a surprise.
Quiet, Blackie. Whose body was it, Wilson?
It was my sister's, all right.
Blackie.
Get ready for what, did you say, Blackie?
All right, so I'm wrong.
Looks like I'm the guy on the right this time, doesn't it?
Well, first time for everything.
Go ahead, Blackie. Just try to make me mad. This is the way I like my cases to end. First, I find the body. There's a bump on the back of the head and a gash on the side of the head. Her husband admits pushing her, then he admits he killed her, buried her, and tried to hide her. Right, Miss Adams?
I guess so.
Right, Blackie?
Right, Faraday.
He not only admits all this, but he dictates a complete confession and signs it. Right, Blackie?
Right, Faraday.
I knew all along he was the one who did it. Wilson, I should have arrested him when you brought him in here. Yes, sir, Joe Lang murdered his wife and he's going to the chair for it. Right, Blackie?
Wrong, Faraday.
And then I should... What?
Just what I said, wrong. Joe Lang didn't kill his wife. But I know who did.
Joe Lang killed his wife. That's who did.
No, no. Right here's who did. Billy Wilson.
Blackie, you're out of your mind. And...
I know, and get out of your office.
I think you're through with me, aren't you, Inspector?
Yeah, Wilson, you...
Wait a minute, Faraday. Wilson, when did you last see your sister?
Oh, it's some time ago. She's been out of town.
I wonder, Wilson, if you didn't see her between the time her husband pushed her and the time he came back home.
Huh? What do you mean?
I mean maybe Lang only thinks he killed your sister. He did push her down, and she fell against the post. But it didn't kill her. She was killed later by that second blow on the side of the head.
You're through with me, aren't you, Inspector?
Wait a minute. Go on, Blackie.
Wilson, you found your sister unconscious, revived her, learned what happened. Then you quarreled about something, and you killed her, knowing Joe would come home, find her dead, and think that he had killed her. Faraday, arrest this guy, and you'll arrest Mrs. Lang's killer.
Hey, Wilson, where do you think you're going?
You said you were through with me, Inspector.
Yeah, but I've changed my mind.
Too late, Inspector.
Blackie, grab him before
I'll grab him. Don't worry.
You better worry, Blackie.
Oh, boy. This guy wants a battle, huh? Give it.
Nice going, Blackie. The bigger they are, the harder they fall, I always say.
Yes, Faraday. If it's corny, it's what you always say. But you know what I say?
What?
Let's find out why this mister killed his sister.
Yeah, Blackie. I'll tell you why Wilson did it.
Never mind telling Blackie. This is my office, Lang. Besides, we know why he killed her. He wanted money, and she refused to give it to him. So he hit her with a poker. His confession tells us that.
Yes, it was a big mistake. Your wife couldn't have gotten that mark on the side of her head if she'd died when you pushed her.
Well, I'm glad you found that out, but I wasn't talking about Sally's killing. You want to know why we burned down the house, don't you, Blackie?
Well, I think I know. That was for money, too.
Yeah, that's right, Blackie. Billy knew I was scared about what happened to Sally. I thought I'd killed her, and when he said I had to burn down my house and give him half the insurance money or else, well, I figured he knew I'd kill Sally and would go to the cops if I didn't do what he said.
Well, Lang, you didn't play this very smart. If you thought you killed your wife by accident, you should have called the police.
Now, don't be silly. Even Sue Adams thought I'd kill Sally when she found me with a body. Everybody knows Sally and I didn't get along.
Well, you've got a charge against you for withholding evidence from the police, and you're going to jail for arson.
Well, so what? That's better than where Billy's going. He's going to the chair for murder. Oh, one thing I want to know, Blackie.
Yeah?
At first, you thought maybe I killed her, then you thought Billy killed her. Why didn't you ever think Sue did it?
Your wife was a 200-pounder, Lang. Sue Adams isn't much over 100. After you pushed your wife, somebody had to revive her, kill her, and then drag her body over to where it was when you left. Sue Adams just couldn't have done that.
No, of course not. We answer your question all right, Lang?
Sure, yeah.
Good. You must be very tired, Faraday, after the work we did. Only, please don't you be as busy as this again, will you? I don't think I could stand it.
Thank you.